What did you get for Christmas this year? Maybe you got a new phone, a new tablet, maybe even a new TV. As we all know, it's not good for the environment to dump your old gadgets with batteries into landfill. But where can we go to recycle our e-waste? Brad Gray from Planet Ark is on the line to give us a few tips. Brad, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Very good, mate, and thank you for joining us on The Daily. Now, what exactly is e-waste?
Look, e-waste is pretty much any kind of unnecessary item that has either a charge through a battery or a power cord in it. So it can technically involve things like fridges, washing machines, but also most commonly it's things like TVs, computers, Game Boys, video players, all those kind of different things.
Okay, so we're talking about the electronic sort of items around the house. Cool. Now, just how much e-waste do Australians send into landfill each year?
Look, it's quite a lot, actually. So there's about 4 million new computers purchased each year in Australia and about 3 million new televisions purchased each year in Australia.
Wow.
A majority of those don't get recycled. So the ones that have been replaced, the majority of those don't get recycled yet. With TVs and computers, there is good news, though, in that in about 2012, the federal government enacted legislation which means that the manufacturers and importers of televisions and computers have to pay for their recycling at the end of their life.
Ah.
So there's a whole bunch of free collection points all over the country for TVs and computers. And basically what happens is the manufacturers and importers have to get together into groups. So groups like Tech Collect is one of those. It's kind of a not-for-profit run by a whole lot of the industry. And they have to set up collection points that are free for people to access. So that's actually a really good thing. And what we're seeing because of that is over the last 3 years, the amount of TVs and computers getting collected for recycling has grown hugely.
Oh, well,
still
cool.
Not a majority, but it's huge.
Okay, it's on the rise?
It's on the rise, exactly.
Excellent. Now, what are the risks to the environment and also to humans with things like that going into landfill?
Yeah, look, so the biggest risk to the environment is the toxic materials that are in e-waste. So electronic waste, so TVs and computers in particular, account for about 70% of the toxic materials in landfill. So that's things like cadmium, which is a heavy metal. It's found in rechargeable batteries, so the kind of batteries you find in laptops and mobile phones and that kind of stuff. It's so toxic that there are literally only two facilities in the entire world that can process the stuff. So it's one in South Korea and one in Europe. So if you take a mobile phone back for recycling through Mobile Muster or your laptop to be recycled, the cadmium or the battery will be taken out of that and sent to one of those two factories in the world where it will be turned back into another battery. So it gets reused and keeps it out of the environment, which is really important because you don't want cadmium in our waterways.
Yeah, no, definitely. Now, electronic gadgets, they're always in demand all year round. Is there a way we can shop smarter and greener for them?
That's a really difficult one. We would love to be able to say yes to that. But increasingly what we're finding is things like TVs, for example. You used to buy a TV and expect it to have a 20-year productive life.
Yeah.
Nowadays, that is actually down to 10 years a productive life. And the technology changes so quickly. So plasmas came out maybe about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people got plasmas, but they had about 3 or 4 times the energy consumption of a normal television.
Wow.
So you're actually better off if you've got a plasma to switch to something else like an LED, which has got much lower energy consumption, and then have that TV recycled. So like, look for good quality items. For things like computers, upgrade them as you go rather than just replace them. But for a lot of electronics nowadays, they're really not built to last. They're actually built to be replaced, and that's not good for the environment, for the resources we're taking out of the environment. So if they're not recycled properly, then the resources end up back in the environment.
No, definitely not. Now, you mentioned earlier there are places people can go. Where can people find more information? Where can they find their local e-waste recycling place?
Yep. So the best thing to do is check out our website, which is recyclingnearyou.com.au. That's recyclingnearyou.com.au. And what we actually have there is listed all of the recycling sites for all of the TV and computer manufacturers. We've got them for electronics, for white goods, computers, and dishwashers and all that kind of stuff. We've also got it for mobile phones, printers and printer cartridges. You can pretty much find whatever you need if you go to that website.
Awesome. We'll make sure there's a link up on the 2SER website. Well, Brad, thanks so much for joining us on The Daily.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
That was Brad Gray there from Planet Ark, teaching us all about e-waste and responsible recycling of all those electronic gadgets you've got around the house that are being replaced.